A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whose great mercy has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, a birth into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold that, though perishable, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy, for you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The word of the Lord. Without seeing you, we love you. Without touching you, we embrace. Without knowing you, we follow. Without seeing you, we believe. This song was composed by the composer David Haas. He wrote it for his brother-in-law's funeral, Richard Cotter. Richard died of AIDS after a long struggle in 1992, and Richard was also a musician. One of his final Christian musical recordings was a solo piano recording. And just a few days before he went into the recording studio, Richard had just lost his sight in his battle with AIDS, and he was very weak. But his courage and determination to make the recording in spite of his physical frailty was the inspiration for David Haas in composing this song. His brother-in-law could no longer see, but he could see his Lord Jesus. He may have had to live without the use of his eyes, but he was not without his faith to live, to follow, and to believe. Richard Cotter may not have had a sight, but his courage and determination gave great insight to those who had eyes to see. Without seeing you, we love you. Without touching you, we embrace. Without knowing you, we follow. Without seeing you, we believe. You know, the words to this beautiful refrain is from the epistle we heard today, the first letter of Peter. And Peter penned these words of encouragement to second-generation Christians, those who never met Christ during his ministry on earth. But Peter could just as easily have been writing them for you and for me, because I doubt that any of us have been blessed with a revelation or vision of our Lord. And yet we know him, don't we? We know him present in the holy words of Scripture, and we encounter Christ most profoundly in a most special way in the Holy Eucharist. Without seeing Christ, we love him. Without seeing him, we believe. Christ is so good, so very, very good. Because not only do we encounter him through word and sacrament, we find him in so many ways. We find Christ before or after or during our liturgy through a kind handshake or a warm embrace during our rite of peace, or any time we need an encouraging bit of support. Christ is present during our chatter with people before or after Mass, with our community members, with our family and friends. We can encounter the tranquility of God through the awe of her grandeur, of twittering birds, blossoming flowers, or even a gentle breeze on our face. Now, this isn't to say that faith is all sunshine and roses or a piece of cake, because we've all suffered hardships, things that test our faith, the loss of our loved ones, our health, job security, the love and acceptance of others. You know, life isn't always a bowl of cherries, and no, sometimes it's actually the pits. And St. Thomas knew that. Richard Cotter, who lost his sight and ultimately his life battling AIDS, knew that. And St. Peter knew that when he wrote this letter. And Peter gives us encouragement that although our faith will suffer dings and bruises along the way, it will ultimately shine brighter than the most precious gold, and that through Christ's resurrection, we have been born again into a new hope, a living hope, because that's what last week's celebration and this whole Easter season reminds us to be, a living hope. That's what we have, and that's what we're called to be. A living hope.